AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Monster Beverage's 27% quarter leaves little valuation slack as volume stays ordinary. MNST remains one of the stronger non-alcoholic beverage charts, but a 50% premium to ShareMaestro fair value and only 1.1x volume confirmation make the next push toward the high worth scrutinizing. Research brief. Monster Beverage closed the week at $91.34, down 1.6%, but still up 5.2% over 4 weeks and 27.2% over 12 weeks. The weekly trend signal remains active. Price sits 14.0% above the $80.14 trend line and only 2.7% below its 52-week high. The constructive setup is tempered by an ordinary participation read, a wide fair value gap, and a sector backdrop where broader consumer defensive breadth remains selective. Key points. 1. MNST fell 1.6% in the latest week, but the quarterly move remains strong at 27.2%, and the stock is 92.8% through its 52-week range. 2. The trend signal is active, with a 9-week streak and 49 active weeks in the past 52, while market dynamics and relative strength remain positive. 3. Volume was 26.5 million shares, equal to 1.1x the 13-week average and 1.0x the 52-week average, which confirms participation only modestly. 4. The stock trades 14.0% above its weekly trend line and 50.0% above ShareMaestro fair value, leaving valuation cushion thin if momentum cools. 5. Within U.S. beverages non-alcoholic, MNST ranks third on 4-week return among the listed top peers, behind Vita Coco and Keurig Dr. Pepper. Price action pauses, but the weekly structure is still intact. Monster Beverage ended the week of 19 June at $91.34, slipping 1.6% after a strong advance into the upper end of its one-year range. The pullback was modest in context. The stock remains up 5.2% over 4 weeks, 27.2% over 12 weeks, and 44.8% over 52 weeks. It sits just 2.7% below the $93.92 52-week high and 14.0% above the $80.14 weekly trend line. The ShareMaestro setup signature remains a continuation profile with a composite score of 75. Trend breadth for the stock is unusually persistent at 94.2% or 49 active weeks out of the past 52, and the current active streak stands at 9 weeks. That keeps the primary weekly read constructive, even though the latest candle introduced a pause rather than fresh upside follow-through. Sector context is mixed, while beverage peers offer better support. MNST's sector context is not uniformly helpful. U.S. consumer defensive stocks averaged a 3.3% weekly decline, with only 49.0% showing active weaker trend signals. 40.0% positive market dynamics breadth and 21.0% positive relative strength breadth. Against that soft sector base, MNST's 1.6% weekly decline still beat the sector average, and its 27.2% 12-week return ranked well inside the stronger segment of the group. The industry picture is firmer. In U.S. beverages, non-alcoholic, trend breadth stands at 68.8% and market dynamics breadth at 56.2%, although relative strength breadth is still limited at 31.2%. MNST's 4-week return of 5.2% ranks third among the supplied industry peer set, behind Vita Coco's 10.5% and Keurig Dr. Pepper's 5.6%, while its 12-week return of 27.2% remains comfortably above the industry average of 14.3%. Signals stay positive, but participation is not emphatic. Market dynamics is positive at 0.93, and relative strength is positive at 3.07, supporting the view that the latest weekly dip has not yet damaged the broader signal state. The expectancy model is also positive at 58.11%, adding to the forward tape read without turning the setup into a one-sided case. Volume is the limiting evidence. MNST traded 26.5 million shares in the latest week versus a 13-week average of 25.2 million and a 52-week average of 27.2 million. That leaves the volume ratio at 1.1x versus the 13-week baseline and 1.0x versus the one-year base. Participation is adequate, but not strong enough to argue that the near-high position has broad, fresh sponsorship behind it. Valuation distance and reversal risk shape the watch list. The main risk is not trend failure, at least not yet. It is the distance already traveled. MNST trades 50.0% above ShareMaestro fair value at $60.88. And that premium matters when a stock is already close to a high watermark. The risk packet also flags one recent reversal marker in the smart money tape, which deserves attention after the 12-week move. Weekly volatility is steady at 3.5% on both the 13-week and 52-week measures, with a favorable 33 positive weeks versus 19 negative weeks over the past year. Average gains of 2.7% and average losses of 2.6% show no major skew in weekly outcomes. Next, the key test is whether MNST can regain upward pressure near $93.92 on stronger volume, or whether activity pressure fades while price remains stretched above the $80.14 trend line. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.